Well, hi there. Look at that. It is September 26th, another Thursday, but this is going to be a very busy weekend for me. So as we launch into episode 161 of the FlameFlash.net podcast, I'm here early just to make sure to dive in, and through the magic of scheduling, it's going to show up at the right time, I hope. Remember, my words are only mine. And with that disclaimer out of the way, one thing that has been floating around on social media this week that has really gotten my attention is this idea that I've been mentioning for a while, that there is a pretty big cult out there right now. So let's see if any of this sounds familiar. Warning signs of a cult. 1. The leader is always right. 2. Criticism of the leader or questioning the leader is considered persecution. 3. Anything the leader does is justified, no matter how harmful it may be. 4. The leader is the only source of the truth. Everybody else is lying. 5. Followers must be blindly devoted to the leader and never question. 6. The members won't recognize they belong to a cult. So, does that sound familiar to anybody right now? Just in the world of American politics, is there somebody out there? Somebody out there. I feel like I'm encouraging a young child to come to a logical conclusion. Those of us that are probably listening, hi, Keela, we know the answer to that. And I see it on Facebook pretty constantly at this point. Relatives that are brainwashed, lost. Arguing with them is a waste of your time and energy. Don't cause yourself stress, please. If you can actually get through it with a logical, rational, good faith back and forth, more than likely, you're going to win somebody over. Unfortunately, when somebody is in a cult, whether it is the cult of the political, a religious cult, whatever cult it happens to be, they have to come to this epiphany on their own. So the fact that they're there languishing in the cult of the Cheeto, you're going to have to let them go. If you enjoy their company, if they're a loved one, you're going to have to just ignore that facet of their present personality and trust that their intelligence level is such that one day they will wake up. Or in this individual's case, the individual will simply age out of existence. But that's all we can do, my friends. Doing anything else is setting yourself up for burnout, for pain, for frustration. I remember in 2016 trying really hard to convince people. Really hard. But as we enter into the voting era of the elections, because some states are allowing early voting, we need to sit back, tend to our own houses, and only grab that bucket of water to help with the neighbor's burning house if they ask for it. Because some of these neighbors, they're going to start yelling at you for trying to put out the fire. I didn't start the fire. Yeah, oops, sorry. But you have to take it one day at a time, one person at a time, and be content with your own choices. This is not the season to try to be convincing others that your opinion, and that's all it is, an opinion, is better than another's opinion. Yes, some opinions are based in a lot more facts than others, and others have based their opinions in conspiracy theories and tinfoil hats. I'm looking at you, sovereign citizens. I didn't think those folks were real, by the way. Sovereign citizens. I thought they were a bad TikTok skit that made you cringe because it's some sovereign citizen troll sitting in the front seat of their vehicle making life miserable for a police officer. But no, these individuals exist. They are out there. I know people who have met them in real life. They are the combination of flat earthers and moon landing deniers having children, and clearly they decided to keep the brain cells to themselves as they passed on to the next generation of large conspiracy theorists. And I don't even understand it. I have zero understanding. Supposedly they are simply autonomous beings within the United States who their only power comes from the Constitution, and that's about it, I guess. I'm not sure. But that means they're not sovereign. That means they're citizens. Not sovereign citizens. They're just citizens. And therefore, they're subject to all of the rules and laws of the United States and the particular state they're living in, rather than just subject to the Constitution. They're strange beasts. They're strange birds. And they definitely don't fill out government paperwork correctly. I'll just say that much. Gaming-wise, we've been a little light recently. Unfortunately, one family member is suffering from some pretty hefty PTSD flashbacks of trauma, and so we've been dealing more with that than gaming. The exhaustion of PTSD and always looking over your shoulder, my friends, it's nightmarish. It's terrible watching somebody suffer with that, especially somebody you care about. But we're working on it together, and we'll get through it together. And frankly, I don't have a lot to say this time around. We played a good amount of Helldivers, if I recall correctly, on the weekend, because another group of the 501st just bought Helldivers, so they have joined as a super citizen of Earth and the democracy of Earth. Hopefully we get some Stardew in or some Civilization in pretty soon, but everybody was busy this last weekend. Just life was happening. What's coming up is a dinner with old coworker friends, and then I'm off to also do some Dungeons and Dragons running for some family and friends. So this will be an interesting weekend. I'll actually have some stories to tell probably for next time. Coming up over on Twitch, actually, I will be guest appearing on a few random streams here or there. I think I've mentioned that before. So as the dates and times approach, I will continue to advertise those just so you can come by and say hi, you know? And I also plan to advertise the podcast as I appear there and say hi. So who knows? Keela, you might have company soon in the audience. I appreciate you. I really do. Thank you for sending in emails, podcast@flameflash.net. We're going to keep this short. We're going to keep it sweet. We have plates spinning, but they're spinning in the background. So take care, my friends. At the end of this episode 161 of the flameflash.net podcast. Have a good night.